everyone, and welcome to this audio presentation concerning the JAWS scripts to support the Zoom conferencing client for Windows. I'm Brian Hartchand from Hartchand Consultancy, and I'm looking forward to guiding you through the features of these JAWS scripts. Zoom, if you haven't heard about it, is a highly accessible and easy-to-use conferencing client, which has become widely used by people in recent years, including screen reader users. It provides plenty of opportunities for visual and audio interaction, together with screen sharing and recording capabilities, to name but a small number of its features. Many people are now using Zoom for weekly or monthly online meetings, training sessions, or perhaps just to get together with a group of friends for some good conversation. Despite the high level of accessibility included within the program, there are a number of features which the JAWS scripts provide so as to make it more convenient for you to host and participate in conferences with confidence. And that's what this presentation is all about. Our company has produced two sets of scripts for Zoom. We call them Zoom Basic and Zoom Professional. Now, Zoom Professional doesn't mean that this version of the scripts will only function with the Zoom Professional client. What it does mean is that there are two levels of access. Zoom Basic is free to download from our company's website and gives you, as the name suggests, access to Zoom at a basic level. There are some nice features, but you might think of it more as a restricted demo of what the Zoom Pro scripts can provide. The Zoom Pro scripts, on the other hand, give you all the functionality that we offer. And best of all, it is these scripts which are being modified regularly to contain new features and improvements. The Zoom Pro scripts cost £30, which is approximately $42. As we go through this presentation, I'll endeavour to point out the differences between the two script packages. I'll naturally be using Zoom Pro for this demonstration. If you want to download the Zoom Basic scripts to try them out, you can certainly do that from a link on the homepage of our website. The homepage also contains a link to tell you more about and purchase Zoom Pro. If you do this, you'll be sent a link to the full documentation, which isn't available otherwise, and it's laid out in a way which is easy to navigate. It uses headings, it's an HTML document, and it will contain the links to download the Zoom Pro software. I say links because if you use our Leesy product, there is a separate installer for these scripts which must be used, so be sure that you're downloading the correct package, won't you? Now, having downloaded the scripts in whichever form, it's time to run the installer. I've found the scripts in my downloads folder,
ZoomProScripts.exe,
and it's called ZoomProScripts.exe or EXE. I'm going to press enter on that.
Set up Zoom Pro Scripts dialog. In which version of JAWS do you want to install the scripts? Preview JAWS 16.0 radio button not checked.
I've got quite a number of different JAWS versions on my computer here, and I'm going to select JAWS 2018 for this demonstration. Now, the scripts are compatible, as you've seen, with JAWS 16 onwards. I'm going to press the down arrow key until I hear JAWS 2018.
In which version of JAWS do you want to install the scripts? Preview JAWS 2018 radio button checked.
That sounds good. I'll press enter.
Select the language folder where you want to install the scripts. Preview NU English US radio button checked.
That's correct as well. We're using English United States.
The scripts will be installed in the folder. Edit. INAP Data Roaming Freedom Scientific JAWS 2018 settings NU.
And the reason that we show you this edit box here as to the location as to where the script should be installed, it's just for people in corporate environments. Maybe you have someone from IT personnel who is an administrator who's installing this for you, and they can change this so as to point to your local Windows account. I'll just press enter though, which is what most people will do.
Install button, Alt plus I.
And we have the install button. I'll just press enter again.
1%. Cancel button, 100%. Yes, restart the computer now. Radio button checked, Alt plus Y.
Now, if you're using Zoom Basic, you won't be asked whether you would like to restart the computer. You'll just get a Finish button there, and essentially that is the end of the setup process. You can launch the Zoom client and go ahead and enjoy it. There is usually a shortcut on the Windows desktop in order to launch Zoom. However, if you're using Zoom Pro, as we are, there is one final stage in the process, and that is to activate it. Now, we've been asked if we would like to restart the computer, and you should press Enter to do this. I'm going to do that now, and then I'll come back to you, and we'll see what happens next. And here we are back again. Now, I'm going to go to the Windows desktop by pressing the Windows key with D.
Folder view list views.
And I'm going to press Z or Z for Zoom.
Zoom.
And press Enter.
Zoom Cloud Meetings. Zoom.
And we'll just wait.
Zoom Pro Account. JAWS for Windows message box dialog. Product activated. Please press the space bar to continue. OK button.
That's fine. That's exactly what I was listening for. So if you have purchased Zoom Pro, one of the things that we do is ask you for your JAWS for Windows serial number, and it will go ahead and have a look at the Hartran Consultancy server, and if your JAWS serial number is listed there, it will download the relevant activation file, and it's done that in my case. I'm glad to know that I'm a legitimate user. I'm going to press the space bar.
Zoom Pro account.
And that is all we need to do. We can now go on and learn about the functionality of the scripts. Now, this presentation is not a tutorial on using Zoom. Other people have done that. Vispero have produced a brief overview on the subject, and also Jonathan Mosen has produced a comprehensive audiobook on the subject as well, and we do link to that on our website. I want to show you the functions of the scripts themselves, and we'll start with the most important of these. If you've used Zoom before, you may quite often hear what I'm going to call alerts. Now, these are messages automatically sent by Zoom to the screen reader, and very helpful they are as well. Alerts are messages such as John has joined the meeting, or Belinda has raised a hand, meaning perhaps that she wants to grab the host's attention and ask a question. Now, while, as I say, these can be useful, they can also be very distracting. Maybe you are the conference host and you are delivering a presentation which involves the audience listening to the output from your screen reader. You may be showing people how to use screen reading in conjunction with a particular program. Now, if you're hearing such announcements from Zoom, this will not only spoil the presentation for your audience who have come along to hear what you've got to say, but it will also be disconcerting for you because they could interrupt what you're saying, spoiling the flow of your speech delivery. So while, as I say, these are very helpful, we need to take control of them. So to disable all alerts from being spoken, you press Alt Windows S for Sierra. Now, this is a toggle keystroke, and pressing it again will enable the feature.
Alerts disabled. Alerts enabled.
When using Zoom Basic, alerts are not spoken if you disable them in the Zoom client window itself. Now, that means that if you turn off the alerts and then you move to another program, you will hear them again. With Zoom Pro, the functionality is applied globally. So if you turn them off in the Zoom program itself, you can then focus on another application such as your web browser or your word processor, and you still will not hear them. That is one of the huge advantages of Zoom Pro. Indeed, that keystroke that I mentioned, Alt Windows S, is itself a global one. So you can toggle the alert on and off no matter the application in which you are working. I'm going to start off a meeting and I'm going to sign in to Zoom as well on another computer. And then we will demonstrate some of this functionality. Of course, because of the high level of accessibility in Zoom anyway, you'll know perhaps that you can tab through the various options, and in most cases, JAWS would have spoken by default the information relating to the control. Now, the scripts do some tweaking in terms of what gets spoken, and I'll demonstrate some of that later. But I want to start off a meeting here so I can show you what alerts typically sound like.
Home tab check selected.
So here I am on the Home tab, which is where I typically land when Zoom starts. I'm going to right arrow here.
Chat tab check selected. Meetings tab check selected.
That's the Meetings tab. I'm going to tab through this.
Search edit. Start meeting button.
And eventually I get to the Start meeting button. I'm going to press space and let you hear what's happening.
Zoom. You are using the computer audio.
That's an alert.
You are in the meeting hosted by Brian at ArtGenConsultancy.com with one participant. Your audio is unmuted. Your video is off.
That's another alert. So because I haven't changed any settings at the moment, I'm hearing that information. I'm going to terminate this meeting now.
End meeting for all but start meeting button.
I'm going to press Alt Windows S.
Alerts disabled.
And I'm going to go through exactly that routine again.
Start meeting button.
Press space.
Zoom.
And this time I shouldn't hear anything at all. Which I don't. So that's absolutely fine. One of the other things that I typically do when I host conferences is just tab.
Turn on original sound. Original sound has been turned off button.
Turn on the original sound. I'm going to press space.
Turn off original sound. Original sound has been turned on button.
And it just makes the quality, the audio reproduction, so much better. Now, I want someone else to join us in the meeting, and I need to give them the meeting ID. So, I'm going to press insert with T.
Title is Zoom meeting ID 92187.
And it's telling me what the meeting ID number is. But of course, it's only reciting that information. I might not be able to remember it. So I can press Insert T twice quickly.
Type Zoom meeting, Zoom meeting.
And now I can move through it.
Meeting ID colon.
Word by word until I get to the meeting ID, because it's placed the title into the virtual viewer.
921.
And here is my meeting ID. So I can either arrow through it character by character, or I can just select it with Control Shift Right Arrow.
921-8.
And that has selected the meeting ID. I can copy it to the clipboard with Control C, and I can go and paste it somewhere else. So it's very useful. I now know what the meeting ID is, so I can press Escape to go back to the Zoom client and give that to the other person who's going to join us. Remember, our alerts are still off at the moment, so when the person does sign in, we're not going to be notified of that. Now, they're about to sign in, so what I'm actually going to do to prove this works, I'm going to open Google Chrome.
Search box says Google Chrome app. Press right to switch preview. Untitled Google Chrome. Search edit combo. Press.
Okay, so here I am in Chrome, and they're going to sign in right now. And the person definitely is in the room at this stage. Okay, so what I'm going to do now, just to prove that, I'm going to Alt-Tab back to Zoom.
Zoom meeting ID 9218.
And I'm going to go to the User Participants panel by pressing Alt-U.
Participants 2.
And it says Participants 2. I'm going to press Tab.
Participant list box.
And arrow down.
Lazy Arjun, no audio connected, video off.
Okay, so that is the other participant who is in the room. And if you were to press down arrow, you would see other participants. I'll just close this now by pressing Alt-U again. So now we know that the suppressing of alerts does work in and out of the Zoom client. What else can we do? If you're hosting a conference, it might be important for you to review the details of the most recent alerts. For example, you might want to know who has entered the room or who has left it, but not for the information to be spoken. It just might be that you need to quickly flick through these to find out the recent activity, things that have been happening. You might also want to know who has sent a message recently, or if anyone has raised their hand, or anything of that nature. You can do that from within the Zoom client by pressing Control 1, that's number 1 above the letter keys, through to Control 0. Control 1 will give you the most recent alert and Control 0 the 10th most recent. So we ought to be able to do that now. I'll press Control 1.
Lacey Archin has joined the meeting.
And that is the most recent alert, so we know that she's joined it. Very useful functionality. If you press any of those 10 keys twice quickly, we can now browse through it more slowly because the content of the alert is in the Jaws Virtual Viewer.
Lacey Archin has joined the meeting. Archin has joined.
So if you want to check spelling or anything of that nature, you certainly can. I'll press Escape to go back to my meeting. If you've got people coming into and going out of the room at an alarming rate, if you've got a very busy conference, and that can happen actually quite a lot, you might not want to see that information when you press Control 1 through to Control 0. And so you can apply a filter if you wish. You can press Control F5. In Zoom Basic, this is a two-way toggle, but in the Pro Edition, it's a three-way switch. So at the moment, when I press Control 1 through to Control 0, as you heard, I can see all alerts. But if I press Control F5, this changes the behavior of what happens when I press Control 1 through to Control 0.
You will hear chat messages only when you press Control plus 1 through to Control plus 0.
So now if I use Control 1 through to Control 0, I would only from this point see chat messages. And we'll hear some of those in just a moment. If I press Control F5 again,
chat messages will be spoken automatically as they arrive, and you can also review them by pressing Control plus 1 through to Control plus 0.
So this is an extra layer of functionality. So when this setting is enabled, and all settings are remembered across Windows sessions, by the way, you will hear chat messages as they arrive. You won't hear about any other kind of alerts, but you will hear the chat messages and you will be able to review those only with Control 1 through to Control 0. Let's press Control F5 again.
You will hear all alerts when you press Control plus 1 through to Control plus 0.
Okay, so again, that was where we started, wasn't it? When you press Control 1 through to Control 0, you're going to hear everything. So let's just press the keystroke once more because that's the setting I really want.
You will hear chat messages only when you press Control plus 1 through to Control plus 0.
All right. Now I'm going to get into the chat area by pressing Alt H.
Edit Zoom group chat.
And it says Edit Zoom group chat. So we know that we're in the right place. And I'm going to type a message here. And I'm going to press Enter. That message has gone through, but we haven't heard it because of the setting that we've chosen. And of course, this applies globally in terms of Zoom Pro. So any adjustment that you make with Control F5 will filter through to wherever else you happen to be. So we're not going to be hearing those at the moment globally. But if I press Control Figure 1.
From me to everyone. Hi, Lacey. How are you today?
That is the most recent chat message. If she now types back, okay, that message again hasn't been spoken, but if we press Control 1.
From Lacey Archin to everyone, I am really great, thanks.
And Control 2.
From me to everyone, hi Lacey, how are you today?
I'm going to make Lacey quit the meeting. She's about to leave now. And there we go, she has gone. And we can prove that, although it didn't say anything, by going into our participants list with Alt U.
Participant list box.
There's nobody there. Okay, so I'm going to close that again now.
Participant
with Alt U. And we'll just get her to rejoin it. Okay, she's now joined. Now, what's happened in terms of our alerts? If I press Control 1.
From Lacey Archin to everyone, I am really great, thanks.
We haven't heard the fact that she's joined the meeting. because we've got that filtered out. So all we're actually reviewing now is the chat messages. So it works absolutely fine. Let's just demonstrate the other option in the three-way switch in Zoom Pro.
Chat messages will be spoken automatically as they arrive, and you can also review them by pressing Ctrl+1 through the Ctrl+0.
All right, so she's just going to say something else here. Okay, she's going to ask a question right now.
From Lacey Hartgen to everyone, what are you going to be doing today?
All right, and let's just go into another application.
Untitled Notepad, edit.
Here we are in Notepad. Okay, ready, here we go.
From Lacey Hartgen to everyone, here is another message.
So there we go, that's the functionality for the chat messages. Let me just come out of Notepad and go back into my meeting.
Zoom meeting ID.
If you press Ctrl+Shift+H while in the chat window, you'll be able to move into the chat history list. In that case, you can press up and down arrow in order to move through the available messages. I'll do that now.
From me to everyone, 1:09 p.m. I, Lacey, how are you today?
And arrow down.
From Lacey Hartgen to everyone, 1:10 p.m. I am really great, thanks.
So you can review those messages if you want to. But what if you want to virtualize the message? In other words, if you'd like to examine it word by word or character by character, you can do that. And in fact, you can virtualize any control within Zoom. Why might that be important? I'll show you shortly. But if you press F9,
from Lacey Hartgen to Hartgen,
that enables us to review the text.
Ooh. Everyone, colon.
As we would expect to be able to do. I'll just press Escape to close this. If you press Ctrl+Shift+E, that enables you to focus on the chat edit field once again.
Input chat text, type message here, edit.
So I can now type a message and press Enter if I wish to do so. Let me show you something else in terms of alerts. In the same way that you can hear chat messages being spoken automatically, if you wish, you can also be notified if someone has raised their hand. Now, at the moment, if Lacey was to raise her hand, we wouldn't know about that because the alerts are turned off. But there is another setting you can apply so that you can hear that information if you wish. And in the future, we'll be applying this to other alert types. But for now, if you press Alt Windows Y, this is a toggle keystroke.
You will be advised if someone has raised a hand.
So this is only available in Zoom Pro. So that is now going to tell us if someone has raised a hand or not. We'll turn the chat messages off here.
You will hear chat messages only when you press Ctrl+1 through the Ctrl+0.
So if she sends a message now, we shouldn't hear that because we've turned it off. So let's just let her send one again. She's done that now, and if I press Ctrl+1...
From Lacey Hartgen to everyone, another message.
All right, so that's working perfectly because we didn't hear it, but we can still review it. If she raises her hand by pressing Alt+Y...
Lacey Hartgen raised hand.
We're hearing that information. So that's absolutely perfect. That's what we wanted. So we know her hand has been raised. Now, there is something else you can do about that. You can... theoretically, and I'll come back to this in a minute, get a summary of the people whose hands have been raised. And you can do that by pressing F12, regardless of the alert setting.
Lacey Hartgen.
And at the moment, it says Lacey Hartgen. Obviously, if more people had their hand raised, then it would say more names. In order for the list to be accurate, what you need to do is to... first of all, go into the user's participant list by pressing Alt+U. You can then close it subsequently. You don't need to leave it open, but it does need to have been opened once at this stage and subsequently closed in order for JAWS to get the correct information about who has lowered their hand. This is a bug within the Zoom program, and Zoom Accessibility have been alerted to it. And let's hope it is resolved in the near future. What else can I show you? Well, it could be with all these different settings, Alt Windows Y and Control F5, etc., that you've forgotten the settings which have been applied. Well, I can show you how to be reminded of which settings you have applied. To do that, you can press Alt Windows R.
Alerts are disabled.
Alerts are disabled. This information is being presented in the JAWS Virtual Viewer, by the way, and is only available in Zoom Pro. In Zoom Basic, you can press Insert Tab and you get a quick summary. But there are less options to think about in Zoom Basic, so it doesn't matter so much that it's just a recitation. Let's down arrow.
You will only hear chat messages when you press Control 1 through the Control 0. Because alerts are disabled, you will hear if someone has raised a hand. Blank. Press Escape to close this window.
We will hear if someone has raised a hand, and the Control F5 setting is set to speak chat messages only when we press Control 1 through to Control 0. So it's quite a nice little reminder as to what you've got. Two other keystrokes that we really need to cover at this stage. Alt Windows M will bring all the messages into the JAWS Virtual Viewer so that you can move through them that have taken place in the current session. Now, as to which messages are being displayed there will depend upon the Control F5 setting. So if you've got the filter applied where you're only seeing chat messages, that is all you're going to get. But if you've got full alerts, then you're going to get everything. And finally, for the moment, regardless of the alert setting, whatever it is that you've set up, Alt Windows A will always speak the last alert that has been communicated by Zoom. And that is a global keystroke. Most of those others are not, but Alt Windows A is one of those, as is Alt Windows S to turn the alerts on and off. So you can always hear the most recent one. Now, I did say earlier that you might want to place one of the Zoom controls into the JAWS Virtual Viewer. Well, why would you want to do that? Well, let's find out, shall we? I'm going to, first of all, schedule a new meeting for later today.
Zoom Pro account, home tab check selected.
So my home tab is now selected. I'm going to press tab to move through the controls.
Search edit, settings button.
There's the settings button.
Starting a new meeting with video off button. New meeting option button drop down. Join button. Schedule button.
So here's the schedule button. I'll press space.
Schedule a new meeting.
And what you'll find is that as you move through this dialog box, the JAWS speech is of a far superior quality than it otherwise would have been as you move through these controls. Let's just tab.
Topic, Brian at ArcGenConsultancy.com, Zoom meeting edit.
I'm going to put Zoom test meeting. And tab.
Start, 07 August 2019, 1400 hours.
Tab again.
Date, combo box, wet August 7th, 2019, August.
If the scripts were not installed, the label for the date and other labels in this particular dialogue would not be spoken correctly. So it now tells us that we're on the date, but it also said August. And that means we're in the August column. If we wanted to change the month, we could press up and down arrow.
Sat September 7th, 2019, September. Wet August 7th, 2019, August.
Okay, so we make sure that we tell you which column you're in so that you know that you're in, for example, the month column right now. If I arrow left here,
2019.
There's the year.
7.
And there is the date. So again, I could press up and down arrow to change this.
Through August 8th, 2019, 8. Wet August 7th, 2019, 7.
We know that it's going to be the 7th of August. I want it to be later on today.
Time combo box, 1400 hours, 14.
Okay, so there's the time. Let's up arrow here.
1600 hours, 16.
That's fine. Tab again.
Duration, 1 HR, 0 min. Hours combo box, 1.
And again, this is a combo box for hours that it's now telling us. I only want it to be 1 hour.
Minutes combo box, 0.
That's another tab.
Time zone combo box, GMT plus 1 o'clock.
Now, apart from labels not being spoken correctly, this was one of the other troublesome combo boxes that we needed to deal with. Ordinarily, JAWS would have said this.
Schedule a new meeting, time zone, colon, left paren, GMT plus 1 o'clock, right paren, London, combo box. Schedule a new meeting, schedule a meeting, topic, colon, Zoom, test meeting, graphic 334, start, colon, wet August 7th, 2019, 1600 hours, graphic 600.
And so on. So it really wasn't very helpful. Actually, managing the audio settings was another area where one of these combo boxes occurred. So some scripting needed to be done with those. Anyway, we're getting rather off the point because I want to schedule this meeting, and it is GMT London that I want, so I'm just going to tab.
Recurring meeting checkbox not checked.
No, it's only happening once.
Video host off radio button checked. Video audio tell dial in from require meet advanced meeting off calendar out schedule button.
And we'll just schedule it.
Schedule a new meeting. Zoom schedule.
There we go. Now, the whole purpose of this, let's go back to our home screen.
Join button. Schedule button. Share screen button. 07 August 2019 1338. Zoom test meeting 1600 hours 1700 hours. Meeting ID 18535434343. Host Ryan@ArtGenConsultancy.com.
It's showing me the upcoming meeting for today on the home screen. That's all very well, except for two things. First of all, without the scripts, either Zoom Basic or Pro, you wouldn't get any braille feedback of that static text. So that's now been rectified. But the other more important thing, perhaps, if you're using speech only, is that with any piece of static text like this that Zoom communicates, you can place it in the virtual viewer, as I said earlier, by pressing F9.
Zoom test meeting 6-.
And now we can move through it.
Zoom test meeting 1600 hours 1700 hours 7 ID 185-354-343.
And there's the meeting ID for it.
185-3.
So we can move through that slowly.
Stay 185-354-.
And give it to anybody if that's what we wanted to do. We'll just press escape.
When?
So it's quite a nice handy feature, that is, to be able to virtualize any of the controls. Just a few other things to tell you, really. First of all, you can press Insert F8 at any time in order to bring up a list of keyboard shortcuts that are native to Zoom. Shall we just start off a meeting here?
Start button. Zoom.
Okay, so that meeting is now started. So if I press Insert F8.
List of keystrokes for Zoom dialog. List 1, list view. Change focus to Zoom meeting controls at the top when sharing your screen. At the bottom when not sharing. Control plus Alt plus Shift. Close current chat session. Control plus W.
So I'm now moving through the list by pressing up and down arrow.
Close the current window. Alt display slash hide chat. Alt plus H.
Okay, so let's do that. Let's just press Enter.
Edit Zoom group chat.
And here we are immediately in the chat edit window. So we don't need to remember the keystroke if we don't want to. Moving down to it in the Insert F8 list and pressing Enter is quite enough. But if you do want to learn the shortcut keys, of course, the Insert F8 list is giving you those as well. That is a Zoom Pro function only. If we were to use some of the controls like Alt-R for recording and Alt-P for pausing a recording, both of those are toggle actions, and Alt-A for muting or unmuting audio, you should get appropriate feedback. If I press Alt-R,
recording.
If I press Alt-R now,
not recording.
Okay, so when the meeting ends, we should be able to see that recording if we want to. Let's just press Alt-A.
Audio now muted. Audio now unmuted.
If you cannot remember any of these keystrokes that are specific to JAWS and Zoom, you can press Insert H.
Link to move to the text chat entry field, press Shift period.
And you're going to get a complete list of keystrokes there. A number of them are hyperlinked, so you can press Enter on them in order to carry them out. But there is something that I'd like to draw your attention to near the bottom of this screen. If I press Control End,
press Escape to close this window.
Not yet. Let's arrow up here.
ArtGen Consultancy 2019.
And a little more.
Blank. Link check for updates.
Check for updates. So if we press Enter on that, that's exactly what is going to happen. Now, I have contrived a situation here where there is going to be an update, so you can hear what it's like. Before we use that, let's just press Escape to go back to Zoom.
Home tab check selected.
And we'll press Insert Q. This tells us which scripts are currently running. It is a default JAWS keystroke. And it will also tell us the build number of the scripts that we're currently running.
Zoom software settings are loaded. The application currently being used is ZChat UI.dll, ZChat UI. DLL, build 11.
So we're using build 11. Okay, very good. Let's go back to hotkey help, insert H.
Link to move to the shift.
Come down to the bottom and up a little.
Land, link, check for updates.
Check for updates, we'll press enter.
Downloading the update, please wait. Update complete.
Okay, that's fine. Now, where are we?
Title is Zoom Pro account.
We're still in Zoom. The virtual viewer has disappeared. If we press insert Q.
Zoom software settings are loaded. The application currently being used is zchatui.dll, zchatui, DLL, build 12.
We're automatically on build 12, so it is a very straightforward and easy to use update method. Now, if we go back in there, we should be told that there are no more updates.
Link to move, press it, land, heart, land, link, check for updates. Zoom scripts updates dialog. No updates are available. Press enter to continue. OK button.
And that is true.
Zoom home tab check selected.
And that is all I can tell you for the moment about the Zoom scripts for JAWS from Hartgen Consultancy. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this presentation. For more information, feel free to visit www.hartgenconsultancy.com. Thank you for listening.